Hello, this is Edie Varley, and I'm the host of the Any Person Mindset with Dan Coughlin. Dan, how would you define a business innovation?
Well, Edie, my definition of a business innovation has two parts to it. To me, a business innovation creates more appropriate value for your desired customers that generates sustainable, profitable growth for your organization. Both parts are very important. Notice it doesn't create more value for customers. It's more appropriate value. If you create a product that provides 10 times more value than a customer needs, then you're creating something for yourself rather than your customers. You're just trying to make money at the expense of your customers. Just create something that is more appropriate for your customers than they have right now. And by doing so, you will help to sustain a relationship with these customers, which will help you to sustain profitable growth over the long term.
Well, Dan, how can people in a business innovate on a regular basis?
I think the key is to identify your desired customer's most important priority outcome. Then ask yourself what they really need that would be more appropriate than what they already have, and helping them to achieve what they want. You might create something that costs less than your current offering. That's okay. You will make less per sale, but you will maintain the customer relationship much longer. Here's an example, the Genius Bar at an Apple store. You can bring any Apple product, regardless of where you bought it, to an Apple store. Set an appointment with a technician and receive incredible customer service. I recently brought an iPad mini that I was having trouble with to the Genius Bar. I didn't buy it at an Apple store. I bought it at an AT&T store. Not only did the technician fix my problem, he spent 45 minutes with me cleaning up my iPad, teaching me how to use it better, and installing the latest software. He didn't charge me a dime. He made no profit on my visit. He treated me with respect, but ultimately, he reinforced why I will always be loyal to Apple products, even though they cost more.
Dan, thank you for this interview. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Edie. I appreciate these interviews as well. You have a great day.
Thank you.